All right, well, please lie on your back. Not that anyone needs encouragement to do do so, but let's begin by considering just how it is that you rest on the floor this afternoon. Everyone here has done some awareness through movement before. So how do you go about this process of beginning the process of a lesson? Maybe it's kind of simple. How is it to lie on your back on the floor today? And if you went looking around, you could compare the length of the left leg to the right, which is, of course, in your sense of it. It's not that you get up and go find a measuring device and try to figure out where the top of the hip joint is and the bottom of the heel and whether you include the angle of the knee and this sort of thing. It's not like that. It's your personal sense. Perhaps we could say a more subjective assessment. And of course, that relates to the actual length of the legs, but it's not limited to it. So-called actual lengths. So get a sense, though, if you have a sense, where the two hip joints are. How the two legs are turned out relative to one relative to the other. How the pelvis and upper legs and low back are arranged, are organized. And maybe you could consider the idea that some of these things at least are related to the residual tonus in the muscles, the musculature having a kind of leftover work still being done, though you've changed position and are simply lying on the floor now, if that's simple. And I mentioned that so you could compare at the end of the lesson. If the way that the residual tonus, which is related to the state of the nervous system, affects your organization on the floor at the beginning of the lesson, if that's different at the end. All right, and note your breathing. Note the continuity and regularity of it, or anything that's a little different about the inhalation and exhalation. And again, perhaps in a more simple sense, get a sense of your breathing, that you can attend to it, that it's ongoing. And now stand the 2 feet. So the soles of the feet come in contact with the floor, the knees are forward. Be sure you have them comfortably apart where they can balance. So this is an interesting spot to make this kind of distinction, but see if you can, if you don't do any work in the hips, do the knees fall together? Do they fall apart? Are they more or less balanced here? For most of us, if we bring the feet together, you have to do a little bit of work on the inside of the upper thighs to keep them from falling out. There's other places you can put them where they might fall in or fall to both to one side. So you just sort out putting them where they are reasonably well balanced and at any rate not quite together. So there's some space between the feet. And now here, begin to lift and lower the inside edges of the feet. So what does that mean, the inside edges of the feet? You lift and lower. So note, as you begin with your first choice here, do you also take the knees to the sides, or can you leave the knees relatively quiet as you lift and lower the inside edges of the feet? In that case, you are differentiating at the ankle joint. And yet there's still some movement in the knees, right, as the lower leg turns, as the inside edge of the foot lifts. So try both ways, that you would let the knees come apart or that you would keep the knees relatively still. See what the difference is. All right, then extend the legs and rest. All right, stand the feet again. And this time, lift and lower the outside edges of the feet. You may find that this is a smaller movement. And here, do you bring the knees together as you lift them? Or do you leave them relatively quiet? And can you be content with a relatively small movement and leave the knees relatively still? And how does this action compare to the other one? Is it less available, more available, clearer, less clear? All right, extend the legs and rest. All right, stand the 2 feet. And return to lifting and lowering the inside edges of the feet and leaving the knees relatively quiet, begin to pick up the pace. So you see if you can do that movement a little bit quickly. And don't go so quick that you can't, that your breath is, your breathing is affected. If your breathing is affected, slow back down and find a pace where you can lift and lower the inside edges of the feet, keeping the knees balanced so they're not, you don't have to work to hold them from falling and the breathing's unaffected. Then just pause here for a moment and then try lifting the outer edges of the feet and picking up the pace gradually here. So what moves? The ankle, the knee? Is there anything in the hip joints? And can you find the spot where you can pick up the pace but not affect the breathing? So you have to attend to the breathing as well, your overall state, perhaps. Okay, then leave it, extend the legs and rest. All right, now stand only the right knee, the right foot, the right leg, and bend the left knee out to the side, and several times find a position for the legs where you can slide the left foot through the gap between the right heel and the right hip. You just slide it in and out a couple of times. And then slide it through and see what's comfortable here. Did you have to tip the pelvis a little bit to the left? Sort out a way where you organize the low back and the two legs so that you're comfortable and don't have to do too much work. Just leave the foot through in a reasonably comfortable spot and begin to lift and lower the inside edge of the right foot. So make each movement distinct, that you start and stop. And see if you can keep the right knee still, relatively still. Of course, there's movement in the joint. Movement of the foot affects the ankle, which affects the low leg and affects the joint of the knee, perhaps the hip a little bit. And make the movement controlled, that is slow, deliberate. Reduce the amount of effort, make each movement distinct so that you can really attend to it. And note what you're doing with your breathing in the background. Now begin to go a little more quickly, lifting and lowering. And pause for a moment and lift and lower the outer edge of the right foot. See if it's possible to constrain the movement of the knee side to side, which produces something else in the ankle joint and in the knee joint, and perhaps even in the hip a little bit. Make it a little quicker. All right, then leave it, extend the legs and rest. All right, now stand just the left leg. So the left leg stands and the right knee is out to the side. And arrange the feet so that you can slide the right foot through the gap. Just take it in and out a couple of times. See if you've got that arrangement where you want it. And know what you had to do with the pelvis and the low back here to accommodate it. Leave it through the gap and begin to lift and lower the inside edge of the left foot. Note, how is this whole arrangement different from the other side? How is it similar? Do you have to make different accommodations for your comfort on this side? Do you want to rest sooner? Try making the movement a little bit more quick, the breathing continuous. Then pause however you like for a moment. And try lifting and lowering the outer edge of the left foot. Again, perhaps the movement's smaller. Is it possible to leave the knee relatively still? What do you have to do that? You can make it a little quicker. Attend to your breathing. Keep it regular, unaffected by the movement of the foot. Then leave it, extend the legs, and rest. All right, stand the right leg again and take the left foot through the gap. Left knee is to the outside. And now you may want to adjust the position of your feet or your hips a little bit, but place the right foot on the inside edge of the left foot. So rather than on the floor, the foot's on the other foot. So find a position where that works for you. Perhaps you have to adjust something in the turning of the hips or something in the low back. And here, with the right foot on the left foot, begin to alternately lift and lower the inside edge and the outside edge of the right foot, rolling the sole of the foot over the inside edge of the left foot. And note, did you bring the knee going side to side in? If so, can you leave that out so the knee is relatively still? Produces quite a different effect in the ankle and in the knee. And then pause for just a moment and take the left hand to the forehead and with the left hand on the forehead, lift and lower just the inside edge of the foot and begin to roll your head side to side. So the left hand is on the forehead so that the hand is involved too. And as you lift and lower the inside edge of the right foot, you roll the head. And just note what you did. Did you sync it up in a certain way? As the inside edge lifts, does the head go to the right, or perhaps it's the other way around? Just see if you can keep the movement of the head continuous, the breathing continuous. Go as slowly as you need to build up this complex action. And see if you can vary the pattern a little bit. Maybe you switch it so that as the inside edge goes down, the head goes to the right, or the opposite, depending on what you were doing. See if you can make it different than your first choice. And all the while, slow enough so that you can attend to what you're doing, do it intentionally. Know that you're varying the action, the relationship between the foot and the head. And all the while, the breathing is unaffected in the background, which means a particular kind of distributed attention, of course. All right, then leave it and extend the legs, take the arm alongside, rest. So one thing we can look for in a lesson like this is a reduction in effort, sense of effort. Often that means going more slowly. Sometimes it means going a little more quickly. That can be folded into the sort of overall attention that keeps the movement of the head moving continuously, the breathing continuous, the lifting and lowering of the foot edge continuous. So to that end, let's come back to that position with the left knee out to the side and the right foot standing on the inside edge of the left. Now take the left hand to the forehead and begin to lift and lower the inside edge of the right foot, which is standing on the left, assuming you're okay with that position, as we were before. The left knee out to the side, and the right foot standing on the inside edge of the left foot. And now begin to lift and lower the inside edge of the right foot and turn the head only to the left and back to the middle. And note what you do here. Did you choose to roll the head with the rolling of the foot in a sense, whatever sense you make of that, or against it? Or is it kind of independent? So rolling only to the left and back to the middle, once you have a sense of what you're already doing, change it. So maybe you reverse the simple relationship or you free it in some other way. And of course, keep the breathing continuous. All right, and then try turning the head only to the right and back to the middle. So you take your time with it so you can do so without too much effort, so that the breathing remains continuous, the turning of the head is smooth, where the transitions are easy. Same for the foot. And change the hands and put the right hand on the forehead as you continue. And now lift and lower alternately each side of the foot. So the head goes right to left. At this point, go fully right to left with the head and fully right to left with the foot. Know what you're doing with the knee. Is it possible to leave the knee relatively still? And you can try another variation here. Try turning the head only to the left for several movements. And try turning the head only to the right for several movements. And leave it, unfold the legs and take the arm alongside and rest. All right, come back to that position once more. The left knee out to the side and the right foot standing on the inside edge of the left foot. Take the right hand to the forehead again. Again, if it's comfortable, the right foot's on the left foot. Otherwise, you make some adjustment for yourself. And now, only lift the outside edge of the foot and take it back as you turn the head side to side. So the outside edge of the foot lifts, perhaps a small movement. You can feel what happens in the ankle and in the knee joint. Perhaps there's a small rotation in the lower leg that you can discover. And for yourself, try just turning to the right a few times and just turning to the left a few times, lifting this outside edge of the foot. When you've tried both sides and are content with the variations, rest. All right, and now regardless, extend the legs and rest before we move along. And know what your contact is like with the floor here at this point. Do you note any difference from left to right? Perhaps a difference in the quality of your respiration? Now stand just the left foot. Take the right knee out to the side and slide the foot a couple times through the gap. Find a spot that's comfortable to leave it through and place the left foot on the inside edge of the right. And note what you had to do here in the pelvis. Is it easier on this side? Do you have to turn more or less? Is there any accommodation in the low back or trunk that you need to do to make this reasonably comfortable? And now begin to lift and lower alternately the two edges of the left foot. And you see if you can leave the breathing continuous. That is, the breathing doesn't affect the movement of the foot, and the movement of the foot doesn't affect the breathing. Note any difference from the other side. Constrain the knee if you're moving it, and see if it's possible to leave the knee relatively quiet as you lift and lower the edges of the foot. It's a different movement. All right, and then extend the legs and pause. Rest here for a moment. Stand the left foot again and place it on the inside edge of the right foot as before. So, and now with the left foot on the right foot, begin to lift and lower just the inside edge of the foot and take your right hand to your forehead and begin to roll the head with the movement of lifting and lowering the inside edge of the left foot. So the right hand's on the head, the left foot's on the right. And just note, what's the relationship that you chose? Did you choose to roll the head with the rolling of the foot or against it? Then switch it around in some way. Maybe you just switch to the other organization, or maybe you can free the movement of the head and foot so that one turns more frequently than the other. And try rolling just to the right and back to the middle as you lift and lower the head, inside edge of the foot, excuse me. And try only to the left. So the head goes to the left and to the middle. And again, it's another instance where the movement of the head doesn't have to affect the movement of the foot, and vice versa. And switch over the hands, so the left hand comes to the forehead. Try rolling the head only to the left as you lift and lower the inside edge of the left foot. To the left and back to the middle, of course. And slow it down enough so you know what you're doing. You really are going to the left. Then go only to the right. So the head rolls to the right and to the middle, and from the middle to the right. Notice it easier to continue the movement of the foot when you take the head to one side or the other with this hand on the forehead. Then roll the head both ways and see if you can change something about the rhythm of the lifting and lowering of the edge of the foot and the turning of the head. Just so you do it, it'll change what you had first chosen. Perhaps it's something about the rate, the pauses at the between movements, the relationship between the two. And leave it and rest. Okay, come back to this position once again with the right knee out to the side and the left foot standing on the inside edge of the right foot. Switch your hands around so that the right hand is on the forehead. Now try just lifting and lowering the outside edge of the left foot as you turn the head side to side. How does it change with this particular configuration? What it's like to roll the head and lift and lower one edge of the foot, the outside edge at the moment. Now try out only rolling to the right, the head, as you lift and lower the outside edge of the left foot. And try rolling only to the left. How is it different? More accessible to you, less accessible? And see if your breathing is relatively unaffected by what you're doing. And roll the head from side to side as you lift and lower that outer edge of the foot. The hands involved, the foot's involved, the head's involved, the breathing continues in the background, perhaps. All right, then leave it, extend the legs, take the arm alongside, rest. What's your sense of the two sides like now? Having tried these variations to each side. All right, now stand the right foot again. Take the left knee out to the side and place the right foot this time somewhere along the inside edge of the left lower leg. Not on the foot now, but if it's comfortable, put the foot on the low leg close to the knee, if that's available to you. So the right foot stands on the left leg. And if it's possible to have it around the knee somewhere, that's great. Maybe a little below the knee on the lower leg. And here, begin to lift and lower the alternately the inside and outside edges of the right foot. Now the sole of the foot changes contact with the inside of the left lower leg as you lift the inside edge, and then set it down and lift the outside edge of the right foot. And see if the knee can be relatively still. Again, include your breathing, the continuity of it in your attention, in what you're attending to. And pause just for a moment here, if it's comfortable to stay in this position. Now, here, take the right knee out to the side comfortably. So everything's roughly the same, and find a way that the knees come apart a little. So now the outside edge of the right foot is more in contact with the inside edge of the thigh. And here, begin to lift and lower the inside and outside edges of the right foot. What's it like here? In particular, notice what happens maybe in the hips a little bit. Is there some way that a little bit of tilting or tipping down and up of the pelvis can get involved sensibly? When would you take the tailbone closer to the floor? When would you take the low back closer to the floor? And once you have a sense of that, then leave it, extend the legs and rest. All right, come back to this starting position with the left knee out to the side, the outer edge of the right foot resting on the left low leg somewhere near the knee. So the outside edge of the left leg is on the floor and the right leg is on the left one, as before. And if it's comfortable for you that the right foot is somewhere near the inside of the left knee. And now with the knees out to the sides a little bit, lift the inside edges of both feet simultaneously. So the right knee is a little out to the right as well. And lift and lower the inside edges of both feet. And if you can have the right knee comfortably to the side, maybe you'll note that there's something that might go on in the pelvis a little bit, or could go on there. See what it's like to lift the inside edge of both feet. What happens to the two knees? Is there a point where they come a little together, or a point where they come a little apart? Both feet rolling, lifting that inside edge and returning it. When you have a sense of that, leave it and rest. All right, come to the mirrored position here. So with the right knee out to the side, place the left foot on the inside edge of the right leg, somewhere near the knee, if that's possible for you. And with the knee more or less forward first, balanced, lift and lower the inside edge of the foot and the outside edge of the foot alternately. See what this one's like. And what's different in the whole of the pelvis and the low back, the trunk, to allow the position in the first place? Then as you continue to roll the foot, lifting one edge and then the other, take the left knee out to the side comfortably. For some of us, that's quite close to the floor. For some of us, not so much, but open the space between the two knees as you continue to roll the left foot. What's that like here? What happens in the... Note what the distance between the two knees is, how it changes. If anything's going on in the two hip joints or the pelvis. And pause however you like for a moment. Now in this position with the right knee to the side and the outside edge of the left foot on the inside of the right lower leg, begin to lift and lower the inside edges of both feet. See what happens. What happens in the two knees? What happens in the two hip joints or the position of the pelvis? When you lift the inside edges of the feet, do the knees come a little more apart or what? What's the relationship between turning the soles of the feet open toward the ceiling, that is lifting the inside edges, and the positions of the knees. All right, then leave it, extend the legs and rest. All right, now choose a side and roll up to sit. You come to sitting. Then put the outside edge of the right foot on the inside edge of the left leg near the knee, as you did on your back. You might have to adjust the position of your feet. So it's sort of like you stack up the two lower legs with the right one on top. So both knees are bent out to the side, as you did on your back here. And then place your hands behind for support. You put your foot wherever you can comfortably on the inside edge there and begin here to lift and lower the inside edges of the feet. See what that does to the two knees. Does it take the knees apart a little bit? And think this through and see if it's something you want to try. As you take the inside edges of the feet apart and maybe the knees open just a little, see about pushing through the hands to lift the pelvis away from the floor. And you can see what if you were doing this fully, of course, the pelvis rolls, the low back comes forward, the belly comes forward, the head might even go back as you really extend the back. And that may be enough, but if it's comfortable, you could see about extending that movement so that you bring the pelvis forward and come up over the, Feldenkrais suggests, onto the two knees. But if it, for you, maybe it's just over the left shin a little bit. And you decide for yourself. That was a different time with a different group of people in a different place. So just take the idea of that and see if it's meaningful or how you would accommodate a smaller version of it, perhaps. Just extending the back and bringing the belly forward to take the knees apart a little bit, to roll forward. And he asks here, are your knees farther apart than they usually are in this position? So then just pause in sitting for a moment. Do whatever you like with your legs. Then come to the similar but mirrored position with the left foot on top of the, that is, on the right leg. Knees are out to the side, the outside of the right leg is on the floor, the outside edge of the left foot is close to the right knee, and take the lift and lower the inside edges of both feet. See what that does for the two knees, particularly if you take the belly forward as you lift the inside edges of the knees, perhaps leaning back into the hands and extending the trunk. And consider the idea that you might be able to come forward with the pelvis. Maybe even the head would go back there. So the front really lengthened as the back shortened. And just take care with all of your joints. See what's possible there. It may be that you can lift the hips, and it may be that you just lighten them or lighten them on the floor or roll the pelvis a little more clearly. And certainly rest whenever you like. If you're trying a couple more, please do. Otherwise, when you're ready to rest, come to rest on your back. All right, here on the back, draw the feet up toward the pelvis and take the knees out to the side. So the soles of the feet come together and the knees are out to the sides. Sort out what you need to do in the hips and pelvis for that to be doable. And here, begin to alternately take the inside edges of the feet, lift them, that is, take them away from each other. And then take them back together and take the outer edges away a little bit. And note what happens in the two knees. So you alternately lift and lower the edges of the feet. The knees remain out to the sides, although they will get a little closer and farther away from the floor. And then they switch as you turn the other direction. See what makes sense with the knees to support this movement. And if the knees are moving, what's happening in the hips and maybe in the low back? When does it make sense to use the pelvis to open the knees and to close them, to coordinate that with the lifting and lowering of the edges of the feet? How does the low back going back relate to the knees coming forward? And the rolling of the feet, and just sort out what's primary there and what's secondary for you. How can you use the middle of yourself in a way that makes sense with this action? And with the breathing continuing, of course, so you don't get too intent on the particulars. All right, and then leave it, extend the legs and rest for a moment. For our last variation here, draw the feet together again, the knees out to the side here on your back. And now take the feet a little bit apart from one another, 2 to 4 inches, not a whole lot. And try this movement here with the feet apart, lifting and lowering first one, the inside and then the outside edge of the feet. Maybe you'll find that in the essence is a kind of rolling over the outer edges of the feet. And how do you include, or how are the knees included in this action? When do they come a little together? When do they come a little apart? How's the pelvis implicated in that action? Does it make sense to take the low belly forward and the back toward the floor alternately a little bit to develop this action or to include the pelvis? Let's make it quite small, quite simple. Maybe you change the rate a little bit, so it's a little bit quick or a little bit slower, just so you can relate the movements differently. Take out any extra work you're doing that you don't need to be doing. You're welcome to try a little bit more. When you're ready to rest, please rest. side. Here on your back, note your contact with the floor. Get your sense of the length of the two legs, your subjective sense, quality of the movements of breathing. And this overall sense of distribution of muscular tone. The tonus of the various muscles that make up your muscular system. And how that relates to your configuration or shape or organization as you rest on the floor. All right, when you're ready, you're welcome to take your time about it, but roll to one side, come up through sitting and there to stand. And we'll call it a lesson.